The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
I want to focus on anger and desire, ghadab and shahwa. Very, very, very quickly, please follow me. Sometimes I think we believe that all of anger is evil, all of shahwa is evil. Okay? There are some other religions that say desire is all wrong. Right? So Islam rejects the notion of celibacy. Desire is not all wrong. In fact, desire, when controlled and governed, is a beautiful blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anger, when governed properly, sometimes should be there. So in every single emotion, Ayatollah Naraqi has a book called Jami' al-Sadat. In that book, he says that every emotion has three levels to it. Okay, there's a deficient level of that emotion, an excessive level of that emotion, and a moderate level of that emotion. I'll give you examples. So with anger, for example, when I say anger, a lot of you might think, oh, anger is horrible. A person should not be angry. And some say, no, you should be angry in certain areas. Now, I'm not talking about the expression of the emotion. I'm talking about the existence of the emotion. Follow me very quickly, please. I'm running out of time. So for example, a person who has a deficient amount of anger is somebody who is a coward. Coward. You're sleeping there at night, you hear a bang at the door, and you send your wife to go check it out. Come on, man. Go see Janu, go see who it is. Let me know if you need help. Coward. Or somebody, let's say, for example, sketches a cartoon against your prophet, disrespects your God, for example, right? There's dhulm happening, oppression happening, and there's not a single ounce of a feeling inside of you. Not even in the heart of your hearts on the musalla, nothing. You don't want to face it. That's a problem for Islam. Buzdili has no place in Islam. Being a coward has no place in Islam. That's a deficient amount of anger. An excessive amount of anger is that you become a kalb, the hadith says, a dog. So for example, we have a hadith that a lot of people ask is that angels do not descend on homes where there is a dog. Right? A very famous hadith. People ask, well, does that mean that I can't own a dog? Is it haram to own a dog? This hadith. And the understanding is, and by the way, it's not haram to own a dog. It's a headache because it's a najis animal. It's not haram, of course. You have guard dogs, keep them outside. That's a different story. But the mafhum of this hadith is something else. In Islamic ethics, a dog is equated to somebody who's always angry, yelling and screaming at his loved ones, at his enemies, at his community members. Like, and the image is foaming of the mouth. You've seen a dog about to attack, right? There are people who are always angry. Jab bhi dekho yaar. Angry, gussa, yelling, screaming inside the house, tyrant inside the house. He walks into the door and one's like, just don't even make eye contact. That's excessive. And the deen says that he is equivalent to a dog. So yes, if there is an individual who has dog-like qualities inside the home, angels won't come in that home. Yelling and screaming and disrespecting your wife and yelling at your kids to the point where they fear Baba. That's an excessive amount of anger. That's also not allowed. We're shooting for the moderate level of anger. And that moderate level of anger, if deficient now equates to be a coward, and excessive equates being, let's say, for example, an animal and a beast, that moderate level breeds courage. Look how deep Islam is. Does not wipe out the whole emotion altogether. Doesn't say, oh, all of anger is wrong. No, there are moments where you should be angry. If somebody sketches a cartoon against your prophet, you should be angry. If someone disrespects your wife and your family, you should be angry. What's happening right now, let's say, for example, in Yemen, that should anger you. The way the U.S. treated Afghanistan should anger you. If you're not angry, if I'm not angry, now how you express that anger is not my discussion. There are some who want to rah-rah downtown, that's fine. There are some who post. There are some who simply ask Allah in their dua to please destroy the zalimin of today, inshallah. But nonetheless, are you angry? That shuja'at comes from anger. Okay? Now, that's anger. Come to desire. Same three layers. There is a deficient amount of desire. There is an excessive amount of desire. There is a moderate level of desire. Beautiful akhlaqi discussion. So for somebody who has a deficient amount of desire, they have no drive to do anything. Completely, absolutely complacent in life. Don't, you know, they don't accelerate, they don't elevate, they don't get better, they don't better themselves. You could see them after 10 years, voy hale unka, hasn't moved. You ask them, yeah, everything is, yeah, there's no movement, no desire to be better. The lethargy that comes about with a person who doesn't have that drive, from a deficient amount of desire. An excessive amount of desire, of course, is somebody who is, you know, who is gluttonous. Somebody now who has to have everything, can't say no to his desires. Right? Somebody now who is enslaved by their desires. The Quran says that these are people that treat their hawa as their ilah, their desires as their gods. You feed the beast thinking the beast will get full, but the more you feed that beast, the hungrier it gets. It gets bigger and bigger to the point where it devours you. That's excessive desire. A moderate level of desire creates modesty. Subhanallah. Iffah. For all of us, especially men, we need a good jolt of modesty sometimes in our behavior. But look at the deen. Okay? So from two emotions that on paper seem negative, please follow me, my young guys, you're a smart group, seem negative. Other religions treat them as blasphemous. Islam says no, they need to be governed. If governed properly, they can produce shuja'at and irfa. Courage and modesty. Two beautiful sifat of a human being. The question is, how do I get there? What governs these two powers? The intellect does. The aql does. Aql has to be strong enough now to be able to ward off. When you're angry and you're fuming mad and your mother makes you angry, it happens sometimes, Islam says, don't say a word. Go upstairs, you can scream in your pillow, but don't say a word. But you can't take it, so you blow up. You scream, you punch a wall, you slam doors, you stomp up those 14 steps. God forbid you do that with your parents. That means the aql now took a back seat and anger now sits on the throne. When the order is reversed, aql now sits on its throne. You go back and say, Mama, I'm sorry, Mama, I was wrong. Or in desire, when we are engulfed by desire, we break Allah's commands. We commit this sin, commit that sin. Aql is now all the way down there. And shahwa and lust and desire takes over. You commit the sin. Aql goes back on the throne. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. See the pattern? Okay. How do we build the aql? Aql is very important. It governs the entire company. It's the CEO of our corporation. Ghadab, Shahwa, and Wahim are departments. What strengthens the aql is ilm. Now come to the hadith. Al-ilmu misbahul aql.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.